the blueberry chicks by the blueberry store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Hillary Fisher, Shelley Hartman, and Eric Haviland back in the studio. One of the new Blueberry Chicks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lots of blueberry talk. No Tree Hartman today. We're not doing
anything with food.
But that's okay. Every once in a while, we need a break, maybe a little fast
or,
for the day.
A blueberry fast.
I was going to say, because a little later, we're going to talk to Eric about some of the things that are been happening with our weather and what I would now dub the summer of haze.
Yes.
Because it's been pretty weird. You know, you look and say, man, this would be a blue sky day, but it's just hazy. The sun just disappears even before it sets. It's so hazy.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. We're going to talk to him a little bit about that and what's going on with the blueberries and the weather. But let's just talk blueberries in general. What's up with blueberries right now?
We've been eating a lot of blueberries on the show, but let's just talk some basic blueberry, where they're at ripening. When do we think we'll start picking? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. So the crop itself looks really good. It's better than last year, which is great for us in Michigan. The size, really, even though we didn't have water, and like you said, we'll talk about that in the next segment, but you know, the size really looks good. I've eaten some. They were fantastic.
I've already been able to pull some off the bush and eat them.
Yeah, okay. And they were so good. They were like large. They were really firm. They looked great, and they tasted just like I remember.
Yeah.
They were amazing.
Now, being that's the first of the year, do they taste better? Do they taste not as good as the season goes on because you get used to them, or is that first couple berries just like, wow, there they are?
Well, it's always an exciting time, and we always have like our first berry of the season, like cheers, celebration.
Right.
And so, but usually when the season first starts, you know, they haven't been on the bush to generate a lot of sugar content at that point. And it's also variety driven, but they were pretty sweet to me. And it's more of a varietal type of taste. And so some of the varieties are sweeter, some are a little more tart, but these were Duke variety, and that's what the season in Michigan generally starts out with. There are some earlier ones like Early Blue, or back in the day there was some called June, a variety, but you know, most now growers are with the Duke variety, and then they'll move into like a Blue Crop variety, which we'll talk a little bit about that at the U-Pick at the end of the show, but they're great. They look good. They are plentiful, and I know that with the holiday weekend coming up, I guess we're going to call it the holiday weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it next weekend, the holiday after weekend?
I think it's the one before, right?
Or both.
Because we just have Tuesday, right? Next week is the 4th?
Yes.
The Tuesday. So is that Monday off for the holiday observed?
Well, that's what a lot of people are doing.
Okay.
Unless you're blueberry farmers, which, you know, we're probably going to...
There's no rest during this time of the year.
No, we're probably going to start our harvest on Friday and do some hand picking. So when the U-Pick opens, we'll have product available, already picked, available for sale, fresh, really nice for the weekend.
Okay. So when we get to this time of the season, you say everything's really nice, they're looking good.
Yeah.
Is there any danger for the plants this time of the year when we're this close to harvest?
Yes. There is. Hail.
Hail. Okay.
Hail will not, I mean, you
yeah,
could
we've talked
lose
about
a whole
that
crop.
Before, I believe. Yeah.
You could lose a whole crop to hail, and it's happened before.
Yeah, I think Treat lost a crop to hail,
she? Good memory, Rob.
And it was like, and what was a weird story is because it was just hers. There was like blueberries next door, and they didn't get any, but hers did.
Yeah. That'll end your season.
Yeah, have you had that happen where you lost a lot of blueberries from hail before?
Some, but not everything. That's the nice part about having farms in different areas and regions, that it's not like all in one central location, so it's kind of spread
hail
out.
Hail is usually pretty isolated.
Yeah, and it what it does to the berries, it just like knocks them off the bush. High winds is another thing. It'll knock fruit off the bush, but the hail will actually just like hit it so hard, it'll like bruise it or cut it like open, you know, so you see the meat inside. And then not only does it hurt the blueberry, it hurts the bush for next season. Because like we've talked about on the show, that even though we're producing fruit now, the bush is also getting ready for producing the buds for next year.
Right.
So when we have injured branches and an injured bush, there are things that we would have to do to make sure that we, like kind of a first aid kit for right. blueberries when they get hurt by a hail event.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious what that is. I mean, can if something splits, you actually go back and tape it together? I've seen that with other, you know, trees and stuff.
No, you just pretty much, it'll die off, but you have an open, wound there.
Yeah.
And so that's very susceptible to your fungus and bacteria and things that could get inside the bush and cause more damage later.
And if it gets into one bush, could it get into the next bush next to it? Or is that
isolated thing? It can overwinter in the wood, and then so it's laying there dormant, waiting for the next wound in the next plant. So yeah, it can spread like wildfire.
Yeah, okay. It's like a flu, blueberry hail flu. It's not really, you know, it's not normally something that does happen, right. but it can happen.
Yeah, so you're always looking out for it.
We're always looking out for everything.
For everything, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, labor, if we don't have adequate labor, you know, utilities, we have to have good electric support.
How are you doing on labor? Because I know that there's a lot of places still that are having a tough time finding labor.
We have a migrant camp and we house a lot of people, so we haven't had an issue with labor. As a matter of fact, we had our application evening where we bring people in and have pizza and cupcakes and stuff like that, and we had more than we had the last 2 years come for that event, so we were excited about that,
okay.
which was great.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of times they're migrant and seasonal workers that have come up the coast. We've talked about before. They come from Florida or mm-hmm. Georgia, North Carolina, and then they end up here in Michigan, and they'll do the blueberry harvest, and then they'll go into apples.
Yeah, and then head back down to Florida and do the stuff back down there.
Yep.
We do some H2A cooperative work with some of our field pickers, and so I think how many this year? 200?
Maybe a little more. It's hard to tell until they actually, like, the thing about farming is you can get as organized and have the best plans laid out, but until it happens, you really don't know what's going
right.
to happen.
Right.
We have a great plans. We plan all winter.
the best laid plans never go the way you plan them.
Well, but, you know how that goes.
I certainly do.
With the Ram Salute.
With the Ram Salute,
yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes, it's always a metamorphosis every day.
Yes.
All right, so with all that being said, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Hillary Fisher a little bit about the Blueberry Store, the U-Pick, and then after that, in that last break, we're going to talk to Eric Haviland about some of the stuff going on in the fields. When we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, this is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buds by the Blueberry Store. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, Nicole Galata here with Galata Imagery, your South Haven local photographer. Specializing in family and wedding photography, I also photograph engagement, maternity, seniors, and so much more. Find me on Facebook and Instagram or on my website at galataimagery.com.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Eric Haviland here in the studio. Shelly Hartman and Hillary Fisher. And it's 1-877-654-2400. We'll just
good
get
job.
That out of the
yeah,
way
yeah.
for you.
Good
theblueberrystore.com.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Yes, and so that's
such a nice guy.
That's how you can get your blueberry questions answered if we're not answering those questions right here on the show. So what's up at the store, Hillary?
Oh, big excitement. We open Saturday.
At the U-Pick
at the
in
U-Pick.
Grand Junction yep. across from the farm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll open at 8 a.m., close at 7 p.m. We will have Sherman's ice cream ready to serve up.
Yay!
Besides fresh blueberries already picked and 5 pounds.
That may be the you know the place to go to do just that because your Sherman ice cream is always a very long wait.
Correct.
You probably wait a lot less if you will get some blueberries and some Sherman ice cream.
Yeah, and but it, just to get, let the listeners know, it's just ice cream cones or in a dish.
Oh, right. Okay.
We're not all fancy.
No pig's dinners?
No toppings, no extras.
No, none of that. You know, I mean.
Sounds like a nice little side hustle for somebody, though. I mean,
right?
That ice cream cleans up.
Yeah.
It's, well, and we will have Blue Moon. Everybody loves Blue Moon.
Right.
And blueberry waffle cone.
Blueberry Woo-hoo! Waffle cone. All right.
Yes, it's going to be great. And plus the refresh. They talk a little bit about the refresh that you were able to do.
So we were able to make it more roomier. We have a lot more different products for sale, so you'll have to stop mm-hmm. out and see what we have. We really played up on our bees, because without bees, we wouldn't have blueberries.
Right.
What else?
We wouldn't have much without bees.
Right.
Pets you have for our four-legged
friends. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we added a whole bunch of dog treats and leashes and harnesses. Mm-hmm. And
do you have blueberry CBD?
We did. Yeah.
But not anymore?
It wasn't... Believe it or not, it wasn't a
huge seller.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the next question, obviously, then is what has been your top sellers here this season so far?
Oh, my gosh.
Out of our new products?
Okay, so hold on.
Really? Okay, let's go any products
okay.
first.
Okay, yeah, no. Hillary and Courtney went on an approved spending spree, and they were able to locate some fantastic blueberry products that were out of the norm.
Correct.
You know, okay. from clothing to right. Foods and soaps and creams and which
towels.
One was which was the what? How has that gone? Oh, the suckers.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, we have these amazing suckers. They're a small batch and they retail for $5.50 mm-hmm. for one sucker, but they're awesome.
And they're bigger than like a regular sucker.
They
but
have
they
glitter and all kinds of stuff in them. Awesome.
That, and then that we had children's bathing suits and sundresses that took off.
We've already had to order.
Yeah.
Did a reorder?
Yeah, reorder. Mm-hmm. A lot of pet products that, you know.
And some new books.
New books, yeah. There's always an exciting story about blueberries. So we either
believe
sure
it or not.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh,
sure.
Oh, my gosh.
You can write any story about fruit and change it to blueberries.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
I've got a story about morel mushrooms. I could change it to blueberries.
Well,
really?
Now,
yes.
That might be interesting.
Uh-huh.
We'll see. And then our juices, you know,
they're always
are,
top seller.
Yeah, always
the
a
lemonade.
Top seller. The coffee, the candy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, again, like we've talked about, you don't just get something blueberry and put it on your shelf. We
right.
have to make sure that it meets and exceeds the expectation of the customers,
sure.
the people that are buying it.
Yeah.
And if I don't like it,
then we're not
chances
selling it.
Are we're not. It's not going to go over very well. So we do taste testing panels on a lot of this stuff. And you may say, well, who are on these panels? Well, it's blueberry lovers.
You know, those yogurt-covered pretzels.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, those are good, too.
Yeah. I kind of like those truffles.
Yes, they
and
are
not,
good.
Not the white ones, the chocolate ones.
Yes.
I like better, a little better than the white chocolate truffles, but those are pretty fantastic, too.
And the white ones are Lindor.
Yeah. And that's what kind of gets me is one of them. I don't know what the brand is. I don't remember ever seeing the brand
on the
blue one.
Yeah.
But I think those are a little better than the Lindor ones. So I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know, the people like dark or milk
that's
or
right.
white chocolate. I mean, that's the nice thing about, you know, blueberries. It is pleasing to the palate of, I would say, 99% of people. And if I come in contact with someone that says, I don't like blueberries, I'm going to say, because you haven't tasted the right one.
Right.
There you go.
Okay. So I get that for sure. And, you know, I was going to say, because the other day I was, and I almost wonder if they were yours, because they were kind of close to the ones that you guys are developing, the dried ones.
Yeah.
They're actually putting those kind now in Special K.
Yes.
Full berries. And normally back in the day, I liked the blueberry Special K.
Yeah.
But if they had big blueberries in it, I would never eat it. But I've got the first box the other day, and they're really, really good. And I actually think that your guys' blueberries in that would be better.
Yeah.
But it was pretty darn good.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, and thank you, because, again, back to the product and making sure we have the right variety for the right use. And, you know, that's what we did when we went through the test trials for the freeze-dried. We tried different kinds, but the kind that we decided to go with was the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes when you're dealing with a large manufacturer, they don't have the ability for the complexity of just going with one variety. They have to go with what they can get.
Right.
And so that's where you're seeing a difference in the flavor profile of something that was meant for a product or something that is good in a product, and people like it, but it could even be better based on that variety.
Yeah. Like I said, the blueberries I had in, I thought they were pretty darn good. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's great.
But I think so that, exciting. Like I said, but the ones that we had here, the
yes.
For freeze-dried or whatever those were, that was one of the best things I've ever eaten, as tasty
it's
as
like,
those were.
Blueberry popcorn candy.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing.
Healthy candy? What?
Yeah.
What do you
I know
mean?
Nothing is added to that. Can you imagine?
Yeah. See, that's just
crazy.
That is crazy, because in this day and age, everything is packed with artificial sugars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to be able to get something that's not and taste that good.
And good for you.
Because
all the antioxidants and all the health benefits.
No sugar, whether it's in your cream for coffee or whatever it is, you go, oh, that's just not nearly
it's
as good.
Right.
It's not. And so that's one of the very few exceptions that with nothing it's
now Rob
wonderful.
I gotta say when I'm first meeting you and you're very picky eating habits, you've come a long way. You've come a long way, though. You really have come a long way.
I'm surrounded by women that are making me not be picky, so all right, well, we need to take another break here. We come back, we're gonna talk to Eric Havlin about what's going on in the fields. 1-877-654-2400. TheBlueberryStore.com is where you can get more information about blueberries, or maybe even get a hold of Hillary Fisher. All right, we'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Robert's
Moondog Show. Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year, and our store has been restocked, and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by a Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Get your tickets now to the only event of its kind. The first annual Ram Salute is a music festival class reunion celebrating the graduates of South Haven High School. On August 26th at Lake Arvesta Farms, this over 21 event will be on an island. Yes, you heard it, an island. Five bands featuring headliner Nate Barnes will rock you all day and into the night. Go to ramsalute.com for tickets before they are all gone and you are sad. That's ramsalute.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're
back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Hillary Fisher and her sister, Shelly Hartman. A lot of people may not even know that, but those two are sisters. They're real blueberry sister chicks.
And we're not twins, though.
And they're not twins, though, no.
Some people think we are.
Yeah, they do.
Well, you guys are, no, you're not twins for sure. You don't look the same, and you guys have entirely different...
personalities?
Yes, that's what it is. That's the nicest way to say it.
You know Hillary. What?
Oh my God, that's so cute. Yeah.
I have to preface that, I was just telling Hillary not too long ago, earlier before we started the show, how it was actually nice getting to spend time with her. I mean, I knew her from high school, but never really talked much. So
right.
It was good.
Agreed.
To see. It was really good to see her once a week. Yes.
For an hour.
For an hour. That's right.
Okay, but that's why it really our relationship is so great.
Right.
Because we complement each
Absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I don't know how that works. Doesn't work the same for me and mine. But whatever.
There's always hope.
We'll see. Well, with all that being said, Eric Haviland is still here, and he's been very quiet so far. But
very patient.
The floor is yours now. Tell us about what's going on out there.
And it's a good year. You know, we came through pollination earlier this year. I feel like we came through it like a champ. The bees were working. It was perfect temperature. We had a huge pollination opportunity. There was a lot of flowers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the bushes, they're, I would say, moderately heavy. You know, yeah. they're not. It's not overcropped, but it's definitely not sparse out there. Varietal by varietal, you know, it varies a little bit because some going through pollination at different periods, but all in all, I think it's a really good fruit set out there. In years like this where it's dry, you know, you worry about that because then you could have a ton of fruit, and if you don't have water, it's not going to size
right.
up. Luckily, 99.9% of all of our farms that we work with are under irrigation.
Sure.
So we've been able to irrigate to kind of offset some of this drought that's going on. And
I don't know how a farmer could even get by without it.
Well, even so, corn, you know, I'm no corn expert, but I can drive around and you feel bad for the corn farmers that aren't under irrigation. I mean,
so spotty.
It's, you know, they say knee high by the 4th of July,
yeah.
or maybe knee high to an elf because some of this stuff is, 4 or 5 inches tall. Mm. So I did look, though, in preparation of today, but just some comparison so that, you know, all the listeners can kind of understand the difference in the 2 years from last year to this year as it relates to precipitation.
Mm-hmm. That's rain for all of you people.
May 1st through today. This year, Grand Junction has had 2.65 inches. That's all of May and mostly all of June. Whereas last year, 7.63.
Wow. Three times.
Yeah.
Wow.
And South Haven, which is, you know.
And seven was even kind of a little low for last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. And South Haven's had only 2.38 inches so far from May, all of May and most all of June. Last year, they had almost 10.5 inches. So, I mean, that's 8-inch difference
right. yeah.
in rain. So, you
during
know,
a crucial.
During the sizing period, you know, you're using a lot of that water. There's a lot of evaporation going on because it's been hotter than
right.
Hades
mm-hmm.
out, too. So, you know, the leaves are kind of, you know, transpirating, and you really got to have water on them. So, it's lucky that, you know, years ago, the blueberry farmers were able to, you know, figure that out as frost protection and also to be able to just flat irrigate.
Yeah.
So, as it relates to that, things are looking good. You know, another weird thing that's going on out there right now are these wildfires.
I was going to ask about the haze,
because
with the haze, basically, you're not getting the same light spectrum. You're getting filtered light.
It does.
Does it change anything?
It does a little bit. You know, depending on what you read, wildfires can, like, kind of help a little bit, oddly enough, and sort of they can hurt, too. So, like, some of the benefits of wildfire light is that it scatters the light, so it's not so direct.
More diffused?
It's more diffused, so it can penetrate inside the bush a little bit more, get some of those leaves that are generally shaded with a direct path of light they get a little bit more light.
And you almost got to look at that and correlate it and have people think about days when it's just overcast.
Yeah.
And everything's just really even. There's no shadows.
Yeah. And all these microparticles that are in the air, you know, they're like little mirrors, you know, or even if you paint a wall white, you know, it reflects back at you some. And so this ash kind of reflects light where it normally wouldn't be reflected if you look at it in that sense. So, you know, it can help increase yield for sure, but that's moderate amounts. Now, thank God it's not been this intense in our area as it has been the past 2 days, the entire year, because the wildfires have been raging up there in Canada, and they need to figure that out, Canada.
There's so many. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah. Poor forestry.
Yeah. But, you know, also
it's costing us all.
It can definitely, you know, one thing that we hope to have it resolved by the time that our workers get out there.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to breathe.
And it stinks.
It stinks. And, you know, it can
I can't really smell it, but
you
I can
can't?
Certainly see it. No.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I'm slow. So it took me a little while to realize it wasn't fog and that there wasn't a neighbor burning trash. Because I was like,
that's what it smells like.
I feel like I was smelling burnt plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, holy crap, that's from the wildfires.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I really can't smell, but I certainly see it.
And you know how it was interesting? I was talking to our buddy Nate Barnes yesterday, and we were talking a little bit about it, and he had no idea. Like, of course, he's always busy, but over in Nashville, he had no idea.
Nothing someone asked me yesterday, is it hazy up there? And I'm like, yeah, it has been a bit. And it kind of comes and goes, and I'm sure that has to do with wind direction.
And
but,
the downward pressure.
That's right. So, but we got about a minute left, so anything that you make sure you get out there.
All in all, I think it's going to be a fantastic season. Like Shelley was saying earlier, we've tasted some of the lead berries. They're fantastic. Mm. Everything
Could the filtered light even make them taste better?
Ooh, it's
could
possible. It? I think if you think it does, it does.
Yeah.
So let's say it's going to.
Good answer.
Buy Michigan blueberries. There's going to be a lot of them on the market this year, so there's going to be plenty to go around.
Stop by and see us. We love visitors. I love getting over to the U-Pick and
seeing people.
You got
the U-Pick going. You can get yourself an ice cream cone as a little treat for all your good picking.
Yep.
Yeah, the blueberry store is in full swing. A lot of new products going on over there.
We got it going on.
And obviously, the oldies but goodies are still in the store.
Yes.
And Eric is saying that we're going to be hopefully looking pretty good, even with some filtered light. And good for those that irrigate.
You're right.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, with all that being said, you can call that number 1-877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com. They look at me and laugh and say, yeah, I finally got it after a year and a half. Hillary Fisher, Shelley Hartman, Eric Havilland, thank you very much for being in the studio. This is Rob Bird's Moondog Show. And those were the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Rob Bird!